Hello and welcome to Christ in a Cuppa, a podcast where we record all things Jesus. We're your co-hosts.
I'm Gabs.
And I'm Bex.
Sit back, pop the kettle on and join us as we delve deeper into our faith.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, hi.
This is the first episode of Christ in a Cuppa.
Woop woop.
Exciting, yeah. Yeah. We've been planning this podcast for 6 months.
Finally got around to doing it.
Yeah. We've had the name for ages.
Yeah.
And
for ages.
Yeah, now finally doing it. It's exciting.
Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Party.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to do a quick introduction to each other.
Yeah.
So you can understand our voices if you don't know us already.
Yeah.
So I've got three questions for you, Gabs. Gabs, my first question is, what's your name?
My name is Gabs.
Hey, there you go. That was an easy one.
Easy question.
My second question for you is, what is your favourite biscuit?
Oh, have to be the custard cream.
Custard cream. Custard cream's a good shout.
Yeah, always, always a solid biscuit.
Just it really
reliable.
Is.
Reliable.
Yeah. Although, I do love a custard cream, but a little while ago in our youth group, one of our youth leaders...
Oh, yeah.
Who
you
knows,
know who you are.
You know exactly who you are. He put a whole custard cream in my cup of tea when I wasn't looking. And
soggy tea, soggy biscuit.
I had a very, very soggy biscuit at the bottom of my cup of tea that day. So custard creams are now down a few knots in my mind, best biscuit-wise.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, third question for you. Third and final question. The most important question, I think. If you had to ride an animal into battle, what would it be and why? It
would probably have to be... a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What colour dragon?
Well, I thought about this. When we were coming up with the questions, I thought about this. So the reason why I would pick a dragon is because they fly, they breathe fire. Like, nobody's going to go near a dragon. like, if someone's coming at you with, like, a spear or a sword, and we'll stick with the S theme and we'll go shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes are more common than a spear or a sword.
That is a very good point.
You hop on your dragon and flitter away.
Yeah.
From the person who's trying to kill you or give you a bruise.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So sticking on the S theme.
Yeah.
Going with the S's today.
Okay.
Probably scarlet red.
Okay.
I had to think about this, right?
Yeah.
What colour I would have? Scarlet red.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. We're going very heavy with the sibilants. The sounds. Which is great when I say my S's. I've got a bit of a whistle.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great for you listeners. Congratulations. You're going to hear me whistling. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, yep.
And also, don't mind the snoring in the background.
Yeah, if you can hear it. If our mics are working properly, you probably shouldn't be able to hear it. But my dog is off on the sofa next to us, snoring her head off. So if you can hear that, then bear with us.
Yeah.
She's going to be our new little mascot for the podcast, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So those are your three questions. You are called Gabs.
I'm called Gabs.
You would eat a custard cream.
Eat custard creams,
and you'd ride a scarlet dragon
into battle.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Anyway.
Yes.
What's your name, Bex?
My name is Bex.
Nicely done. There we go. That's how
absolutely.
You
That's how you answer a question.
Yeah. Bex, what's your favourite biscuit?
My favourite biscuit is a good old digestive. And I like the ones, don't get me wrong, I like a chocolate digestive. I do like a chocolate digestive. But I love a plain digestive. You ready for this? You get some butter. Oh, yeah, Gabs is just holding up a packet of digestives.
I'm holding up a packet of plain digestives.
Yeah.
You can't see it.
No.
We do have a packet of plain digestives in front of
we
us.
We do, absolutely. As well as our two mugs of tea in front of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like a digestive. Not for dipping in my tea the way I'm going with this, because I like a digestive with some butter on it. And a slice of cheese.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so
I can see that. Yeah,
most people look at me like I'm insane when I say that.
No, but I
plain digestive. Get a bit of butter on there.
I can agree with that. Like a Hovis biscuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the Jacob's cracker boxes that we only ever get at Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm very glad.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bex.
Yeah.
Why did I touch your head?
I don't know, you just leant over and grabbed my head.
That's being edited out. If you had to ride one animal into battle, what would it be and why?
My animal that I would ride into battle would be a Highland cow, I think. I was very close between a Highland cow and a rhino. Both have horns. That's about as similar as they get. Both have four legs. Both are quite big.
Do Highland cows have a tail? They both have a tail.
They both have a tail, yeah. Good point. They both have ears. They both have eyes. Let's not go into all the body parts of a rhino and a Highland cow. I was going to go rhino. Rhino's a close second because, you know, pointy horns, they're like the armoured up unicorns of the, I don't know, Serengeti. That's where rhinos live, don't they?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Apart from in zoos.
I want to add another question, actually.
Oh, okay.
That I actually haven't told her about that we're riding.
Oh, this is scary.
Bex, putting you on spot here.
Oh, no.
What's your favourite Bible verse?
Oh, my favourite Bible verse. I have two. Am I allowed two?
Yes, you can have two.
Okay, my two favourite Bible verses are Philippians 4, verse 13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And my other one is John 10, verse 10, which is, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. They're two good Bible verses that I like. Gabs, what's your favourite Bible verse? I'm going to throw back that surprise question right at you.
My Bible Bible...
Your Bible Bible verse?
My favourite Bible verse has to be Psalm 46, verse 5, which says, it's quite a big one actually, but... just one line from it that I really like, and it's, God is within her, she will not fall.
That's a good one.
And I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, to there be fair.
Just chucking a surprise question for you there.
I wonder whether you only ask that question so I'd ask it back.
You're
getting tactical with it.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, moving on.
Now that you kind of... We missed an important part.
We have, haven't we?
If you've not seen our description
of our podcast,
we are related.
We are, unfortunately.
Oh, take offense to that. We are cousins.
Yes, we are cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum and her dad are brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yep. They annoy the heck out of each other, so now we can annoy the heck out of each other.
Absolutely.
That should be our new slogan. Annoying the heck out of each other since 2006. Moving on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we decided to kick things off a little bit with some funnier aspects. Obviously, being Christians, we read the Bible. We've found some funny Christian pickup lines.
Yeah, we have. We've scoured the internet for them. And they're quite...
Some of them are out there. I'll tell you what, some of them are pretty decent.
Some of them are all right.
Yeah.
Others less so, but we'll see, I guess.
So we're going to pick a few. We're not going to use all of them.
No.
But we're going to try them on each other.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Great. You really are a fisher of men. Baby, you just reeled me in.
Okay, yeah. That's a strong one to start off with.
Is it strong, though?
I reckon that's all right.
What would you do if someone... Right, say I was your boyfriend. What would you do if I walked up to you and just went, you really are a fisher of men. Bex, baby, you just reeled me in.
I would be a little bit insulted.
I'd be a little bit concerned.
Well, a fisher of men sounds a bit like you played around a bit.
Oop.
So it sounds a bit...
Oh dear.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like an insult.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Anyway, yeah, my first one. You ready? I'm no Joseph, so maybe you can help me interpret the dreams I've been having about you. Because, you know, Joseph and his dreams.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Like
at the same time, I'd be like, we're not dating. Why are you dreaming about me?
You know, it's a crush pickup line.
Oh, yeah, true.
Although if you just met someone for the very first time
and you said that to them, you'd be like,
I'd be very creeped out. I'd be like,
I don't know you.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Are you dreaming about me?
It's yeah,
that'd be a concern. Be a very big concern.
It would. Okay, go on. What's your second one?
My second one has to be, you must be a Bible verse because I can't stop memorizing you.
Oh, memorizing. That's a word I don't think I like. Yeah. Same with multiple. I don't know why. I don't like the word multiple.
I don't like the word moist.
Oh, no. That's quite a generic one. People don't like, yeah. But it's weird because there's words that people like. Like, I don't know, plunge is a nice word. Plunge. That's a nice word to say.
Plunge. I like the word plum.
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 Oh, yeah. Anything that has an MB in it, like climb.
Plum.
Thumb.
Yeah, but plum doesn't have a B at the end of it.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Well, it's just P-L-U-M. Plum.
Yeah, I can spell. What are you on about?
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, oh yeah, my go. Okay, you ready? This one's quite a short one, but it's pretty much a classic. I didn't know angels flew this low.
Oh, solid.
It's a solid one, isn't it?
Solid one, that one.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty decent one.
It's a great way to just, you know, swoop, slide right in there. It should be like compliment at the same time as...
Yeah.
As pick-up line.
It's a pretty casual, breezy kind of, you know, I'm just going to say this and see where it goes.
You pass that off as just a passing comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely good.
At the same time, like, completely, utterly compliment the person you want to...
Yeah. If someone said that to me, I think I'd blush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, defo.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay, go on.
If we were around with Noah, we'd make a great pair.
That one's pretty good. That one's pretty cute, yeah.
To link with that, there's another one that says, you float my arc.
That one's pretty good. I like that one.
At the same time, if you said that to someone without context, just randomly.
Okay, my third one is, call me Joshua, because you can let your walls down around me. That one's an all right one, isn't it?
It's a decent one, that
it's
one.
It's kind of cute, you know, like being a bit vulnerable, you know, just let your walls down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're number four.
This is an interesting one.
Okay, here we go.
I know Moses parted the Red Sea, but baby, ain't nothing parting you and I. The fact is that I know within myself, if someone used these on me, I'd laugh at the same time. I would genuinely probably blush.
Yeah.
With any of these, no matter how ridiculous they are, unless it's someone I've known for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like a guy I've known for a really long time, I'd probably groan or look at him with such a disappointed look.
Yeah.
And be like, what on earth are you doing?
But even then, like...
Even then, I'd still probably blush a little.
Yeah. Little part of you.
Little part of me be like, oh, what?
Oh, I like that one. My number four, it gives James Bond vibes, you know, it's pretty slick. You ready?
Then go on then.
Hey, the name's Will. God's Will. Yeah.
At the same time, like, do you not think that wouldn't really work if you're not called Will?
No, it wouldn't. That's a good point.
You'd need a Will.
You'd need a Will. Or you could be called Grace.
Do we know any Wills? Or Grace.
Grace, the name's Grace. God's Grace. Grace. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know any Wills personally off the top of my head.
I do, but...
Can name a few famous ones for you if you want, but I don't think Will Smith is fancy and
going
up to person.
Someone,
yeah.
You know.
The will of God.
The will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, number five. Numero cinque. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. Absolute classic to start as a conversation starter. So last night I was reading the Book of Numbers and I realised I don't have yours.
That one is smooth.
Smooth.
That one is very smooth.
It's just, you can say that to someone without like them going, it's not like a blunt way of asking someone for their number, whether they're like, and don't want to put you down.
Well, yeah, it's because it's not even a question. It's just a casual remark.
I don't have your number. So.
Yeah. It's up to you whether you give it to me, but I'm just saying I don't have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, my number five is, are you a shepherd? Because I was a lost sheep until you found me. Yeah, getting those shepherd jokes in as well.
Such a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Love that one.
That one's pretty decent.
It's a pretty solid one, that one.
Yeah, I like that one. Number six.
The word says to give drink to those who are thirsty and feed the hungry. So how about dinner? Whilst we're on the topic of dinner.
Oh, okay. Sidetrack.
Is it dinner or is it tea?
It's tea. We're northern.
It's tea.
Up into north, we up say
in,
tea.
Up into... Up like, into like really north. Going north now.
Proper northern.
It's tea. But it is tea. We're not hating on those who say dinner.
Mm-hmm.
If you say dinner, you say dinner.
The only acceptable way to say dinner is if you're having a hot lunch. So if I was having a roast dinner, I'd have that at lunch. Oh, well, actually, if I was having a... I only ever have a roast dinner at lunch anyway. I suppose it is acceptable to say roast dinner if you're having it at tea, because roast tea just sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, roast chicken tea.
Roast chicken tea, yeah, no thanks.
No thanks.
Okay, my number six. This one's quite short, actually, a bit like your numbers one. It's kind of just a pretty simple one. You ready? Is this seat saved? Because I am. It's all right, that one. You know, you just want to go sit next to someone, you know, you just say, oh, is this seat saved? And then you just add on to the end. Oh, you know, because I am. Just a little, kind of little extra bit at the end.
Love that.
It's cute, that one.
Love that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is a good one.
Okay.
You complete me. That is, after Jesus completes me. You're like the gluten in my communion bread.
It sounds like quite an insult.
I don't think I'd take much notice of being related to gluten.
Yeah.
Compared to gluten.
I'm now thinking of, you know the song, You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings?
Oh, yeah.
I'm now singing that in my head, but you are the gluten in my bread. I reckon they should do a remix.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, you're the musical one, you know, we'll see. Okay, my number seven, I've got two more. Number seven is, are you related to Abraham's nephew? Because I like you a lot.
Oh, I love that one. I love that.
For anybody not sure, Lot was Abraham's nephew.
I like that one a lot.
That's so bad.
On first dates, I always take girls to get barbecue ribs. It feels the most biblical considering they came from one. Feels a bit insulting, that, to be fair.
That seems like a bit of an insult, yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Mm. I'm not sure how I felt about that one. Mm. My final one. I quite like this one. You ready?
I'm ready.
I've got the gift of prophecy and I can see you in my future.
Wow.
I know, right?
So what can you imagine if like someone said that and then they got married?
Yeah. And how did you two so meet?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. Tommy saw me in his future because, you know... Mm-hmm. And now we're married. That'd be like, actually, be really cute. I stand by that one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Had some good ones, had some bad ones. Let's leave it at that for now.
Yeah.
Anyway, swiftly moving on. What is the best way to make a cup of tea? In your opinion, because I think you do it wrong.
Well, I do it two ways. Mm-hmm. So we discussed this before we started filming.
Yeah.
And one of the ways she thinks I do it is wrong.
Yeah.
I think it depends if you've got if you have a kettle or if you have a teapot, right? Mm. You make it two different ways.
Yeah, I agree with you with the kettle.
So the kettle one we agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So with a kettle, you obviously boil the kettle, pop your tea bag in the mug,
mm-hmm.
right? And then myself, I have quite a lot of sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell them how much sugar you have in your cup of tea.
About 2.5 to 3 teaspoons.
Which is mental.
Maybe a little bit less.
Like you listen to
tea and coffee at our church, we have little sachets. Yeah. I have 6 of those. Round about, sometimes if I'm feeling good, I'm having 5.
It's insane.
I have had 4 before and been fine, so we've dealt with it.
We've had 2 cups of tea each whilst we've been here, and I have now got no sugar left in the jar in my kitchen.
But you had hardly any sugar left in the jar anyway, and you have
that
sugar.
That is not the point.
You have sugar in your tea as well.
I do, but not nearly that much.
No, so it's not just me who has had all the sugar in
your
jar.
No, I do agree with sugar in tea. But...
And then, so you put a little bit of sugar in with the tea bag, mm-hmm. and then you pour the hot water over, because then it dissolves a little bit. And then you put a little bit more sugar in whilst hot water's in there while it's brewing. And then you take the tea bag out, put your milk in, you test it, and if you need more sugar, you put more sugar in then.
Mm.
Now, if you're doing it with a teapot, obviously you don't have a tea bag in your mug with a teapot. So you just pour the milk in, and then you put the tea in, and then you put sugar in.
Yeah, but see, now I would, if I was using a teapot, I'd go
tea, milk.
Tea, then the sugar, then the milk. I put my sugar in before my milk.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
See, now this is where we agree to disagree. I know, we do it very differently. But in general, I think that we agree on how to make a cup of tea with a kettle. We'll go for a kettle.
So we'll go for a kettle.
Start off with, what is the best tea bag to use?
Well, nicely, I don't care.
No.
Right. This is where people are like, well, you don't care what tea bag I have, but some tea bags taste better. No. Like, it can be a tea bag. I mainly drink decaf because I am an old woman. hand me a tea bag and I'll just chuck it in a mug and lob some hot water over it. It doesn't affect. I have my tea really, really milky, right? So you can't even taste the tea anyway.
Yeah, you don't really have tea, do you? You just have.
I have tea.
Sweet, milky water.
No, I have tea. I have tea. It's not how other people have tea.
Each to their own, you know. See, now, I don't normally mind the tea bag brand, but I do quite like, there's a very fancy brand of tea, and it's called the Tea Pig. I know, that's a great sound effect.
Tea Pig.
Tea Pig, yeah. And I first tried it when I was at Centre Park. This time last year, I was at Centre Park with a few friends of mine. And it was brilliant. And when you got there, you were given free tea bags, which were
such a British thing to do, exactly, though, isn't it?
It was brilliant. I got so excited. And it was the Tea Pig brand, not the Dead Pig brand, which is what I thought it was called until we Googled it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
I literally Googled Dead Pig tea.
Yeah, it's not Dead Pig tea, apparently. It's
Tea Pig.
I don't know why Dead Pig came into my brain. I got the pig bit right, at least.
What was that?
But, like, the tea bags, they feel like they're, like, satin or something. They're so soft. And the tea itself is just amazing. I really recommend.
Does it matter the way the tea bag feels?
I mean, if you put in a tea bag into a cup, you're going to have to pick the tea bag up. So if it was a sharp tea bag or something, you wouldn't really want that, would you?
What kind of tea are you drinking that has a sharp tea bag?
I'm not drinking any sharp tea bag tea. I'm drinking my nice Dead Pig tea that isn't actually Dead Pig. It's
Tea Pig.
Tea Pig, but anyway, I'm not going to call it Dead Pig tea.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to make my own tea brand and I'm going to call it Dead Pig tea and I'm going to rival the Tea Pig people.
Don't think anybody's going to buy that, my love.
I'm going to buy it. And
You made it.
And I'll buy it off myself. It's fine. See, you know, 100% satisfaction rate with my customer. Yeah, singular customer. Single customer, and yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, we digress.
Sticking on the theme of tea-ish, cups of tea-ish.
Yeah. Well, we've not finished our how you make a cup of tea yet.
Oh, yeah, Bex, how do you make a cup of tea?
Well, yeah, I put in my Dead Pig tea bag into my mug.
Pig tea, tea pig.
My Dead Pig tea bag.
Anyway.
And then I put my sugar in. Not a lot of it. Only like a normal human amount, unlike this person who sat next to me, who puts an insane amount in, who is not going to have any teeth left by the time she's 30 because of all that sugar.
Tea.
Your teeth are just going to...
Well, my dentist told me so.
They're growing like resistant to all the sugar.
You have to brush them like 8 times a day. No, I'm joking. Don't brush your teeth 8 times a day.
So I put in my Dead Pig tea.
Tea Pig.
Tea Pig. That's the one. It's Dead Pig now. That's be real. It doesn't sound very vegan friendly though, does it? My Tea Pig brand, I put that brand of tea bag, when I can afford it, into my mug. Then I put my sugar in, teaspoon after teaspoon. Then the hot water goes in. Sorry, my dog is snoring very loudly. You probably can't hear it because of the microphones, but she's snoring
really
very loudly.
Funny.
So if you hear her just randomly burst out into laughter, we're absolutely laughing at my dog.
Absolutely.
Then the kettle's boiled, hot water goes in. Sorry, the dog is snoring so loudly. We're going to try and ignore it. Kettle's boiled. Water goes in. Give it a mix. Tea bag out. Milk in. Done. I don't understand human beings who can put the milk in before the hot water goes in.
Not even that. Like, I don't understand human beings who can put the milk in when the tea bag's done.
Oh, yeah. It just feels like you're violating your tea bag. Like, how? Ugh, no thanks. Oh, and another thing. People who do the whole pinky finger, stick out your pinky finger when you're drinking a cup of tea. What's that all about?
I don't think that's a thing.
No, but like, it was in ye olden days when people were posh.
Ye olden days?
Not up in the north like us.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's why we like Yorkshire tea, so...
Yeah.
Yorkshire tea is a popular one in my household.
Mm-hmm. We're more of a Tetley's household because Tetley's do good decaf.
Tetley's tea.
So you've got a better northern accent than I do.
I'm like the most northern out of all our family. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, I've only ever lived in the same house. Our entire family lives within a mile radius of each other. And you just
have
sound
done
so
our
much
whole
more
lives.
Northern. Yeah.
But I sound so much northern than everybody else.
Yeah,
it's
do.
Ridiculous.
I know.
It's weird as well.
I have a friend who didn't believe me when I told them that I lived around here, because they were like, no, you sound so posh. And I'm like, no.
You sound posh.
No.
I mean, compared to
11Cs. Oh, crikey, O'Reilly, can we have some 11Cs and cucumber sandwiches?
Right, sandwiches. We're not in the Paddington films. Right,
I was thinking more Mary Poppins, but okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, like it.
Mary Poppins is a great film, but let's not discuss that. Let's move on. What on earth were we talking about?
Cups of tea.
Cups of tea.
Leading on from a cup of tea, though.
Mm-hmm.
We in England like to
have... As such posh English people that we are, you know.
No.
No.
That was really posh.
No, that was very posh.
We like to have biscuits with tea.
Those biquis.
The biquis.
Yes.
It is in French.
It is, which means cooked twice, which is pretty cool.
Oh, interesting. I know that.
Yeah, because that's what biscuits were made for. You know, they were cooked twice.
Nice.
Yeah,
very Every day is a school day.
Speaking of French, you've got a good French joke.
Oh, the French joke. There are two cats.
Mm-hmm.
The British cat, which is the 1-2-3 cat. And the French cat, which is the un, deux, trois cat. They have a swimming race. Why did the 1-2-3 cat win?
I don't know.
Because the un, deux, trois cat sank.
It's such a stupid
joke, but I love it. French teacher for that joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about France before we started recording. Don't know why. Very random topic, but we're random people, I suppose. And, yeah, and you brought up the joke and you told it to me. And it's one of those ones where you're either going to roll your eyes and groan or just burst out laughing because of how stupid a joke it is.
Yep.
It's brilliant, though.
Yep, it's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, speaking of those biquis, those biscuits.
We, at our youth group, have been doing a biscuit championship.
Yes, we have. And it's been
interesting. Would you like to explain what the biscuit championship is, Bex?
I would love to explain what the biscuit champion is. Thank you.
Nice.
The biscuit championship is where we, every week, we pit two biscuits against each other and we vote on which one the best biscuit is. And then that biscuit moves on into the next round and we keep going until we've gone through as many biscuits as we can think of. And then we've gotten up to the semi-final, I think we're at two this week. We've got our youth group tonight, which is interesting because I think we're at the semi-final now.
I thought it was the final, right?
Ooh, if it is the final, we'll keep you updated.
Unless the final is next week.
Well, next week is our last ever youth group.
That'd be interesting.
So it would be interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah. But we disagree with a lot of the biscuits that were voted out. For instance, Custard Cream was voted out.
Oh, that was out so
that was that. Oh, that was painful that day. Things like Fig Roll has also been voted out, which we're all quite happy about. Oh, so
I can't stand a Fig Roll.
Yeah. I mean, sugar and... like nice biscuit over a fig, which is not a nice fruit.
Yeah, but speaking of a nice biscuit, there's an actual biscuit called a nice biscuit.
Oh, yeah, that's not in our round,
no,
is it?
No, 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 I like those, but yeah. I don't like coconut.
No, okay.
They've got coconut in them.
They have, yeah.
Really strange.
Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah, well, speaking of all these biscuits, we figured that since we don't really like the judgment that has come out of the round at our youth group so far, we're going to do our own little... biscuit off.
It's going to be really biased, I think.
It's going to be very biased. There's only two of us, so if there's a split decision, we might have to put it to the public vote instead.
The public vote.
Yeah, which might be a better idea.
Actually, that's a good point.
That is a good idea.
Public vote.
Public vote, yeah.
On our Instagram.
Exactly, yes.
Loving the link.
Here we go. Good segue
so,
there.
So, we have got an Instagram.
We do.
It is called Christ and a Cuppa.
It is.
Feel free to follow it. Yeah, feel free to follow. We'll be posting... bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
And
there have been many so far today.
Many.
For the record, it is currently 3 minutes past three, and we've been here since 10 o'clock in the morning,
planning and filming.
Yeah,
and
we have recorded this entire podcast once before, then realised our microphones didn't work, so we're re-recording it now.
So
and
sad.
Yeah, but I mean, we've gone completely off topic with the first one, so maybe this one will be more accurate. We'll see.
Don't know. Guess
no
we'll
idea.
Find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, go and give us a follow and
yeah, check us out.
Keep
over there.
Up with all the latest things.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast.
Yes. Yeah. And hey, if you think that you can make a better cup of tea than we can, then tell us your tips and tricks.
Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah, just DM us.
Yeah. Also, on another branch out.
Oh, here we go.
You said about messaging us about tea.
Mm-hmm.
The right way to make a cup of tea.
Yes, I did.
Do you have any biscuits you would like to be involved
oh,
in
yeah.
the biscuit championship?
Yeah, please let us know.
We would love those as well.
Yeah, we would, because we will very easily just choose our own favourite biscuits and they may not align with our dear listeners' favourite mm-hmm. biscuits.
Nope.
Nope. I think we've already established which two will absolutely be in the running. Oh, yeah.
Yep, custard cream and digestive.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes, I suppose. But I think that brings us to a close. That's our first episode.
One more thing. We're starting a thing.
We've started a big thing today. We've started a podcast.
Yeah. True. We're going to be doing a weekly Bible verse.
Yes, we are. We're going to close with a weekly Bible verse. Gabs has picked out the Bible verse for this week. Got the Bible verse. And it is a great Bible verse.
On here somewhere.
Yeah, you will find it on your fancy schmancy iPad tablet thing. Gabs has gone very high tech. She's got an iPad. I've got a notebook. You can tell the difference between us.
It is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it very fitting with the fact that we've been talking about biscuits and cups of tea a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Well, we've been eating biscuits and drinking tea and doing a podcast all day. Yeah, all for the glory of God. Mm. So I think that is a very fitting verse. Good find. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so we shall love you and leave you. That is the end of our podcast.
Very first episode.
Yes. Now we're going to go back and panically make sure this is all recorded correctly because there's no way we're doing this a third time. but join us next week whenever we release the next episode. Yeah. We'll see.
Mm.
Let's hope next week, but we'll be optimistic and say next week.
Next week.
Yeah, join us next week as we delve deeper into camp stories. We have an awful lot of those.
Awful lot.
Yep. So we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.